Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is KE8ANW. My name is Brian, and I am located in Worthington. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County ARES business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-service or an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held June 19th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be at 7:30. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Service Wednesday Night Net, all licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call KE8ANW.
Lady Tango Tango Echo.
Go ahead, Tango Tango Echo.
I have a field day announcement. This is KDATTE.
I will come back to you here in a few minutes. I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call KE8ANW.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie.
KD8YFW. and I have JN8YMT. Any others from the northeast? Now moving on to the anything from south of I-70 and east of I-71. Southeast, please call KE8ANW.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn.
Whiskey 3, Charlie Alpha November, W3CAN, Jim.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
KB8SYT, Len. I have W3CAN, Jim. And I have KB8YVI, Phil. Any others from the southeast? Please call KE8ANW. Move on. Any others? We have south of I-70 and west of I-71. Southwest. Please call KE8ANW.
November 8, Romeo Foxtrot Yankee, N8RFY, Calvin.
Bravo 8, Yankee, Mike, November, KB8YMN, Mark.
Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
I have Calvin at N8RFY. I have Mark at YMN, Denny at WQY, and I have Jim at KD8HVX. Any others from the southwest, please call KE8ANW. We'll move on to northwest, north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call KE8ANW.
W8KWG, Whiskey 8, Kilo Whiskey Golf, Gale.
Kilo Juliet 8, Alpha Mike, KJ8AM, name is Kevin.
W8RV, Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, Ken.
Great, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark. Yankee Quebec Sierra Josh.
Right there, let's try this. I have Gale W8KWG. I have Kevin as KJ8AM. I have Ken, I believe. W8RV. I have Mark at N8VJF. And I have Josh, and I believe it's YQS, I think. Josh, could you give me your full call sign again, please?
Dan, it's Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee, Quebec, Sierra.
Thank you very much. I thought I had it right, but I wanted to make sure, Josh. Thank you very much for checking in. Any others from the Northwest, please call KE8ANW.
Kilo 8, Oscar, Victor, Papa, Frank.
Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-ray, Dan.
AD8CM, Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel.
I have Frank, K8 OVP, and I have KE8 KJX. I'm not sure this is the name. I wrote it down and it doesn't look right. Please call KE8 KJX with your name, please.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Juliet X-ray. The name is Dan.
Thank you, Dan. I have KD8CM, Marcel. From the Northwest, KE8KNW, your net control.
Chris.
Sorry, I just doubled with somebody. Come back, please.
Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Foxtrot Delta. Chris.
Would you give that to me again, please?
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Foxtrot Delta. Chris.
Thank you. KC8PFD. Thank you very much, Chris. Any others from the Northwest?
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, correction.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Mike. I should know that by heart, but I wrote it down wrong. I have it corrected. Thank you for letting me know. Any others from the Northwest?
Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Oscar Echo, Joseph.
Alright, Joseph, let's try this one more time. Please give me your call again.
Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Oscar Echo.
I like that. All right, KE8JOE. All right, thank you very much for calling me back. Any others from the Northwest, please call KE8ANW.
W8RV, confirming. Name is Ken, Kilo Echo, November.
K8RV. Did I have that right? I must have gotten that wrong. W8RV, is that correct? Or is it K8RV? Ken, please correct me.
It is Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, W8RV, and the name is Ken, Kilo Echo November, Northwest. No track.
I copy. Thank you, Ken. Any others from the Northwest, please call KE8ANW.
Kilo Echo 8, Golf Romeo Lima, Cynthia.
Hey, let's try this again. I'm sorry. It's KE8, and give me your last three, please.
Romeo Lima, GRL.
I think I have it. So let's do it again. Let's do the full thing, please. Thank you.
Echo 8, Golf Romeo Lima, Cynthia.
I got it now, Cynthia. Great job. Thank you so much for all you do. I have KE8, GRL. Any others from the Northwest, please call KE8 ANW. Go back to Cal. KA8RLC for announcements. Cal, that's yours.
Thank you, Brian, and good evening to that. This is KA8RLC. I'll start off saying it's nice to see here the entire Stevens clan on here, particularly PFD. Chris, hope you're feeling good. Must not be any soccer or softball games tonight. With that, I will do my IIB impersonations. As Brian said, next week, the 19th, is our in-person meeting. The week after that, on the 26th, W3CAN has the net. On Wednesday, on July 3rd, I will have the NATE K8RLC, and July 10th, again, is W3CAN, and then July 17th will be in-person meeting again.
How about inside and outside of Franklin County? This is W8RWR, Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo.
WRWR, Bob. Thank you for calling in. Go ahead, Cal. It's KE8ANW.
Upcoming events of interest this Friday night, I repeat, night, is the Tourity Grandview. It's the bike race in downtown Grandview that runs on 1st Avenue, 2nd Avenue, Grandview Avenue, and one of the other streets across is back between 1st and 2nd. So that is Friday night. Bikes are off starting around, I want to say, 6 o'clock. So we probably need to be in place pretty much by 5 o'clock-ish. So I will have more details for that tomorrow. I'm meeting with the race director. At this time, I have the following. KWG, OVP, SEY, WQY, SYP, CAN, KAC, VJF, and Brian, you both have said you could be there, but you'd be a little bit later in the evening, which is good, and then myself. Is there anyone else that can help out with the give it back to you. This is KA8RLC.
Thank you, Cal, for the announcement. We'll go to Matt, KD8TTE. Go ahead, Matt.
Good evening, Brian and the Nets. Field day will be held this year on the weekend next. That is the 22nd and 23rd of June. The operation that we'll be conducting will be at Franklin County Emergency Management and Homeland Security. We're going to be participating in a 24-hour continuous exercise. We'll be running a Class 3F station there. So we're going to have three HF transmitters running the entire 24-hour period. We're also going to have a get-on-the-air station, and we'll also have some VHF, UHF operation as permitted under the rules of field day. We are in need of radio operators, as well as those who are able to take positions to help manage the visitors, answer questions for those who are interested, and to make sure that we have an understanding of what resources will be available and how to organize them. There is a sign-up that you can do. You should have got an email announcement via one call earlier today, and if you did not get that, you can see it on the Central Ohio Traffic Net website, cotn.us. There is an announcement there for field day. Aries will be joining with others to be able to make that happen. Break. And so whether you can operate or visit for 1 hour or can stay the entire 24-hour period plus some time to set up and tear down, we would love to have you there. And if you sign up ahead of time, we'll be able to understand that you're coming, get an idea of what your experience is, when you'll be there, what you are looking to do, and we'll make sure that you have a great time and that we are able to demonstrate the capability of Aries to provide communications for Franklin County Emergency Management and Homeland Security as needed. Thanks very much. This is KD8TTE. I can answer any questions. Thank you, Brian. Thanks, KDATTE.
That was a station not holding the repeater. Go ahead, try again, please. KE8ANW.
This is W8RWR again. I'm in Madison County. Madison County. W8RWR.
This is Alpha Bravo 8 Mike Whiskey, AB8MW. Mike, southeast.
Hello, Alpha Mike November.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Charlie Lima, Brett, Franklin County.
I have KD8SYP Bob. I have Mike AB8MW. I have one from Westerville, and I didn't get anything but Westerville. And then I have KD8IIB Kevin from Florida or Ohio. And then I have SCL Brett, but I need your prefix, please. Brett, please call KE8ANW.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Charlie Lima.
Thank you, Brett. I appreciate it. And then the station that said Westerville, and that's all I got. Could you try again, please? This is KE8ANW.
Control, please check in Whiskey 0 Alpha Mike November, W0AMN Robert.
I have Whiskey 0 AMN. Is that correct, Robert?
That's correct.
Thank you for checking in. Any others from inside or outside or late chickens, please call KE8ANW.
This is W8RWR. Tell you what county I'm in. I'm in Madison County. Madison County, W8RWR.
All right, we have the perfect double. Delaware County Station, please call KE8ANW.
Whiskey 8, Zulu, Alpha, Romeo, W8ZAR, Gregory, Delaware County.
Then I have another station that doubled with Gregory. Please call KE8ANW.
Yeah, this is W8RWR. I was just going to tell you what county I'm in. I'm in Madison County.
Kristen, Southeast.
AB2KAC Kristen. Thank you for checking in. Any others? Inside or outside or late check-ins, please call KE8ANW. Hearing none, we'll move on. So, do we have any topics from last week? We had one thing that Jay did. You want to elaborate on that, Jay? Please call KE8ANW N8YMT, unless you're on the phone. Step up for Stephanie last weekend. It seemed to go okay. Thank you to everybody who attended and helped. And I know Jay appreciated it. So did I. I enjoyed it. So are there any other stations? We'll take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County ARES Wednesday night net. At this time, please call KE8ANW.
KA8RLC with another event.
Go ahead, Cal. That's yours.
Thank you again, Brian. Yes, this morning into this afternoon, we had the triannual, once every 3 years, drill at our full-scale exercise down at Rickenbacker Airport. Went very well, from at least from our end of things, of doing the radios. We have a couple other people on the net that participated that I haven't had a chance to, and I would like Okay, you have a little bit different perspective of it this year. KBAYVI, Phil, how'd things end up going with getting the buses coordinated going to OSU?
Well, there was some confusion on where the buses should be to begin with, but ultimately everything got worked out. People got where they were supposed to be, so we did get the job done.
Yes, there was definitely some confusion there, as you and I talked about on the phone going in. The idea was they were supposed to stay in the staging area where they ultimately stayed, or the setup area, such, not the, because they'd become another staging area inside the incident, but out there, so they had simulated transport by the medics, then the medics would turn around and come back to pick up their next set of victims, which a few of them did. So, anyone else have any comments from the exercise today? Please call.
WAKLBG, comment?
Yes, Gail, even though you, I will say, did an excellent job, but did very little.
Yeah, I felt that I got, it just didn't work out for me this year. I thought I wasted my time. I hate to say that, but I felt as though I've done airport drills in the past and have really written detailed logs and things of that sort, and I just, this year was kind of skimpy, very skimpy at that, WAKWG.
Yeah, our level of involvement from the amateur radio side of things was significantly less this year for this event. They did not, there was not an objective requiring communications or backup communications, so we had fewer people out there. In discussions, I will say, your logs came up a couple of times because from a few years past, I want to say it was at Port Columbus, where in the after-action meeting, we got into a discussion as to, gee, here was Start X at this time, and it was 45 minutes later until the first red level patient was transported off the scene, and I had the fire and everything else going, oh no, it couldn't have been that long, we wouldn't be that slow, and I pulled out your logs that you had supplied and said, hey, here's the entries, here's the entries, here's the timestamps. So they were really doing from that in the past. We just didn't have any of that activity today. But so anyone else with any comments, please call.
Whiskey 3, Charlie Alpha November.
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, I was just going to go ahead and hopefully lay in a little bit of extra context for Gail and everybody else who's on the super short net and point out that there was some territory that was retained by original command at the scene. And yeah, we didn't even actually even add the command post end up getting to use even half of the resources that showed up to staff that. So feel you there, Gail. We unfortunately didn't even have a whole lot to relay, as Cal pointed out, but was a decent exercise on a few different points, I think, from just capability analysis for ourselves internally, and hopefully we all at least took away some good notes on practice readiness, equipment, etc. Was very cool to see Box 15 out and kind of get an idea of what a go kit inside of Box 15 would look like as well, as far as expanded capabilities for the future.
Jim, that was good comment. Yeah, it was good training,
now take final round of check-ins. Franklin County ARES Wednesday night at this time. If I've missed anyone, please call KE8ANW. Hearing none, with no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session on the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins. Thanks to those who volunteer for public service events. This is KE8ANW returning the repeater over to normal amateur operations. This is KE8 signing clear. Good evening and 73.
KE8ANW, KA8RLC.
Go ahead, Cal.
I counted 32 people. You want to say 40 minutes?
Copy. 30. Yep, I have 32 people and 40 minutes is fine. Is that what you got?
Very good, sir. Thank you very much. KD8IIB, you still listening, Kevin?